Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's Ringside Report MMA. Tonight on the show, we're previewing UFC 271, Israel Adesanya versus Robert Whittaker, the rematch for the UFC middleweight title, Tai Tuivasa versus Derek Lewis in the co-main event. It's going down this Saturday night in Houston. We got your picks. We got your winners. Let's get it going.
Let's go!
Let's go indeed, and let's see what we have here. Oh, AJ's hand. Hi, AJ's hand. Is AJ AJ?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I mean, kind of. You sound like you're in an echoey room. You sound terrible. AJ's mic isn't working. He can't get his equipment working, which is no big surprise. Fred is tired, which is no big surprise, so I got my work cut out for me. It's going to be tough.
Fucking technology sucks.
I think you're just bad at it.
No, man, I'm telling you, I did everything. I did everything possible.
Everything wrong. You got it working all the time.
Possibly wrong.
You always have it working, no problem. Now all of a sudden you can't get your microphone working. You sound like garbage.
I feel like
we care about results, AJ. We care about results, AJ. You say you did everything you could, man. You didn't get the result we wanted.
Yeah.
I did everything that Joe Rogan tried, and he couldn't help it. Still has to apologize.
You're like Tyron Woodley against Jake Paul. You know, you did everything you could, AJ, but in the end, you get knocked unconscious because you don't have what it takes. You can't cut the mustard.
Damn it, man.
AJ.
I hate when this shit happens, man.
Disappointing us right off the bat.
Damn it. Our picks. Listen, man, our picks suck.
Take it easy.
Right now, I can't set up properly, but it's not my fault.
It is.
I'm not a tech guy, guys.
Obviously.
That's why you need
Nobody
me in studio.
Nobody wants to see the palm of your hand, man.
Yeah, stop putting your hand on the camera. Did he
just
disappear?
Well, now he shut down.
What happened?
No, wait, I'll be back.
What are you doing?
Oh,
oh my God.
This is going to be a long show.
Maybe we just get rid of AJ.
Or a short one, because...
Yeah, maybe we just do a short show together.
Get
yeah, Fred, maybe it's just you and me tonight. Maybe we just bail on AJ and...
I'd say, okay, this is strike one. Okay,
yeah.
We give him three strikes.
I like that.
Right.
I think that's a good idea.
This is strike one.
Yeah. Strike one, and then we'll see if he comes back. If he does, if he glitches out again, that'll be strike two. And then strike three, he's out, and we just don't get his picks for the show. See him on Instagram. Right?
Exactly.
Israel Adesanya talked about Joe Rogan. AJ, right off the bat, wanted to get into Joe Rogan. We'll talk about Joe Rogan tonight on the show a little bit, because... more controversy has happened since last week when we talked about him, which is kind of nuts, right? Like, aren't you surprised?
What did Izzy say? I missed that.
Oh, I'll play it for you. I'll play the audio for you tonight. They did a press conference for UFC 271 this evening, and it was interesting. A couple interesting points to bring up from that press conference. We've got big fights coming up on Saturday. We're going to be doing the watch-along with you here on Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Fred will be where he is, but AJ will be here sitting with me, so I'll be able to handle his technical difficulties, and it won't be a problem on Saturday. For the preview show tonight, AJ's on his own, so he's in a bit of trouble. But Saturday night, AJ will be here with me in studio. Fred will be in his home studio, and we will be doing the UFC 271 watch-along, 10 p.m. Eastern time, Saturday night, on the Ringside Report Network. Israel Adesanya versus Robert Whittaker is the main event for the UFC middleweight championship. Derek Lewis, Tai Tuivasa for the heavyweight fight in the co-main event there. Jared Cannonier takes on Derek Brunson in what a lot of people think is the number one contenders fight for the middleweight belt, but Dana didn't seem too convinced. Kyler Phillips against Marcelo Rojo, and Nasrat Haqparast versus Bobby Green rounds off the main card. Andre Arlovsky taking on Jared Vandera on the prelims. Roxanne Modafferi and Casey O'Neill. A couple interesting prelims. And a couple teammates of Adesanya, Carlos Ulberg and Mike Matita, otherwise known as Blood Diamond. Blood Diamond opening up. I want to talk about Blood Diamond in a bit, but we do have AJ back. I think he still sounds terrible, right? AJ, confirm you sound bad.
La, stop, la, 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 la.
Stop showing me your hand. I'm okay.
Well, damn it, I gotta fix it.
It's not fixed. Your hand doesn't fix anything. I don't know what you're doing.
Why? It's too, I'm trying to move this damn thing, man. You think it's easy? This shit. There we go.
Brooklyn Lizard says, I don't know if it's part of the shtick. It's not part of the shtick. This is AJ just having legitimate technical difficulties because he's terrible
this
at
this. This is AJ without child labor.
Yeah, that's
at
it.
At his disposition.
AJ needs help. Silent but Deadly thanking us for this. Shout out to Angelo Contagonis. Good evening, Angelo. Good evening, Lorne. Doug Hepburn says, I'm getting old. Fell asleep your last two shows, Dave. Or is it you? Just jokes. Yeah, maybe it's me. Maybe I've been terribly boring, Doug. I mean, that's possible, you know. Although I don't think so.
Possible.
I'm a laugh a minute. Doug, you missed some good impressions the other night with Bret Hart, and I was doing some good impressions. So go check out some of the shows. Habs Fan for Life is watching us as well. So shout out to you. Shout out to everybody tuning in live. Don't forget to become a member. Go to join.ringsidereport.net.
What the hell was that?
Doug renewed his membership. He's a member of the team. When you go to join.ringsidereport.net, you sign up, you become a member, and you can call in to the wrestling shows. We had Angelo call in last night to the Dynamite show, which was fun.
No, I missed it.
Yeah, you did. You missed it, AJ.
Yeah,
and we'll be... There you go, another member, Jason Pete. Thank you, Jason.
Oh, Jason.
Renewing the membership, $5 a month. You support the Ringside Report Network. And
Viva Mexico.
As a perk, members only are able to call into our shows and talk to us. Doug saw the replay.
So I guess I can't call in.
What? You can't call. I mean, maybe you should call in. It might sound better than what you have right now. I don't know. Well, bear with
us.
I think
I sound great. I can hear. I mean, it. It sounds good.
No, you sound bad, but that's okay. I mean, if you're here in studio with me, you forget to talk into the microphone, so you never really have it down, right? It's always an issue with AJ. I want to get to UFC 271. Let's get right into it right off the bat. Israel Adesanya showing up to the press conference with an NFT necklace. It was like a video thing on his necklace of him knocking out Robert Whittaker in the second round of their fight back in 2019. AJ, of course, big in the NFT market. He doesn't think it's a pyramid scheme. AJ believes in NFTs. AJ and half of the MMA fighters in the world right now. I don't understand why MMA fighters, like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm friends and with a lot of them on Facebook and Instagram and such, and I follow them on Twitter, right? And a lot of the MMA fighters... That I see, half of them are like financial advisors advising me to go into crypto, like Ben Askren, Jake Shields, like everybody, Kenny Florian, like every fighter or ex-fighter is really big into cryptocurrency and seems to want to give a lot of financial advice. I don't know about you guys,
or medical advice.
I don't take medical or financial advice from guys that get punched in the face for a living. I mean, if I wanted some jiu-jitsu advice, I'd go to them, but. I don't know. It's just strange how many of the fighters are into crypto. There's some connection that I'm not getting, but there's a huge segment of the MMA fighter population that is big into cryptocurrency, and I'm guessing NFTs as well. Stuff that neither of us understand. I mean, AJ, of course, way too old to understand this technology. Fred is the most tech-savvy of us all, and he doesn't even get it. And I'm just confused. I don't know what it is. I kind of know what it is. I know what NFT stands for, non-fungible token. But past that,
I thought it was not
really
fucking
sure.
True.
Blockchain.
I thought it was not fucking true.
No, AJ, that's incorrect.
Hey, listen, man. I told you the last week. I said if it's not tangible,
what is it?
It doesn't make sense. Maybe gold. If you have gold, I can believe it.
Yeah.
If you got, like, American, like, dineros, man, it counts.
Well, you know what I say about that cryptocurrency? I never really understand it. It's always, you know, the guys that have cryptocurrency, they always tell you, hey, cryptocurrency is the way, real money is bullshit. And then they tell you how much cryptocurrency they have and how much it's worth in real money, which doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, but listen to me. Like, now it's gone to this point where it's, like, this metaverse, and Dana White is saying, like, they're going to have
yes,
some fight in the metaverse.
There's a fight.
And I'm trying to figure that shit out.
Khabib and Max Holloway are fighting the first fight in the metaverse. I don't think they're actually fighting. I think they're just playing a video game against each other, maybe like a boxing video game in some sort of virtual reality thing.
Dude, I'm trying to... Listen, it's not easy. I'm trying to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
Because Not only was it the fight, I'm like, I want to see this fight in the metaverse. How do I get into it? And then I'm like, I got to call Freddy. And then I forgot to call Fred. And then I went to the metaverse. And then I get these news about some guy that sexually harassed someone on the metaverse. And they're like in court or something shit like that. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? Is it real? And then I found out it's virtual. So someone sexually assaulted someone in the metaverse. And then the UFC wants to have a fight in the metaverse. And I'm like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to go to the metaverse after hearing all that stuff.
I'm staying away from the metaverse.
I got no clue what you're talking about, man.
The metaverse.
What's the fucking metaverse?
The metaverse is this virtual reality. There are many different metaverses. I don't know. There are many different ones. I think Facebook has one. There's different, you know, corporations or entities that have these metaverses. And it's basically a virtual reality video game space where you can buy property and land in this virtual world, and for some reason it has value, but I think it's all bullshit.
So let's, you know what? Let's set up shop in the metaverse for Ringside. Get our
it's
studio there.
It's a video game. It's bullshit. It's a video game. It's
get
not even
a podcast on the video game.
You don't even like jump on Goombas or, you know, kill Bowser. Like, what's the point? I like games where I get to kill Bowser at the end. That's my kind of game. Fucking Bowser, that guy. Son of a bitch. I'll get him one day. I'll get that Bowser
one
day.
What happened to good old-fashioned Pac-Man or Frogger?
Yeah, see,
that
you're
was
old.
Some real games. Man.
You're super old.
Miss Pac-Man.
I'm doing old references, but you're doing really old references, you know?
Frogger's not that old.
It is.
No.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Mm. I can't think of Frogger without thinking of George Costanza, you know, with the Frogger machine on the street.
Classic, man.
That's good. All right, UFC 271. Let's get down to the business here. Fred doesn't want to be here all night, AJ. Let's get into it. What are you doing? Who are you picking?
Let's go, man.
Who are you picking? Israel Adesanya or Robert Whittaker? Let's not fuck around. Let's just get right into the business task at hand. Who are you picking? You know what? Forget it. Don't even tell me. I'm telling you who I'm picking first. Israel Adesanya. And you know why I'm picking him? Because he beat the shit out of Robert Whittaker the last time. He fucking beat the shit out of him. He dropped him at the end of the first round. Whittaker was throwing these crazy bombs, was landing nothing. Israel was calm, cool, and collected, smacked him around in the first, dropped him, would have finished him had Whittaker not been saved by the bell. Second round, dropped him and put him away, knocked him unconscious, separated him from his soul. And that was 2019. It's 3 years later. I don't think Whittaker has made the leaps and bounds that he needs to catch up to Israel Adesanya. And people say, oh, well, Whittaker's got great wrestling, and he's going to wrestle him, and da-da-da. And yeah, sure.
Does he?
Maybe he does, but Israel Adesanya's a huge guy. Israel Adesanya went up and fought for the 205-pound championship. He lost to Jan Blachowicz, and that's why people are saying wrestle Israel, because Jan did it.
Yeah.
But did Jan really wrestle Israel with technique and skill, or did he take Israel down and sit on him because he's like 40 pounds bigger than him and he just has the size and strength advantage? I think it was more size and strength for Jan Blachowicz than anything that gave him the fight against Israel Adesanya. And Robert Whittaker, he's no Jan Blachowicz. This is a guy used to fight at 170 pounds earlier in his career. Now he's fighting at 185. He's about 6 feet tall. Israel's 6'4", lanky, rangy, deadly, also improved since the last time they fought. I mean, I think we're done here, guys. Israel Adesanya, I think it might be a tougher fight, though. I could see this one go in the distance. I could. I could see this one going five rounds because Whittaker's going to be a little bit more cautious. Whittaker was throwing caution to the wind in that last fight. He was going for the gusto. He was looking for the knockout, right? He was headhunting. And when you headhunt, what happens? When you search for the knockout, what happens? You get knocked out. That's how fights work. You can't headhunt. You got to pick your spots, and if the knockout comes, beautiful. And if it doesn't, win. Just win. And Whittaker was looking for the knockout, looking for the crush, and it didn't happen, and he got pieced up and knocked out. And I don't think he makes that mistake this time, but I still don't think he's got enough. He hasn't closed the gap enough. He may be closer to being as good as, like, he was like, Israel was over here, and Whitaker was down here. Whitaker might be over here, but Israel's like still a bit higher up. They may be closer in skill now than they were last time. It doesn't mean that Whitaker's as good or better. So I got Israel.
Yeah, but let's not forget, Dave. Let's not forget one thing. When you're looking at the last fight in 2019, you had Whitaker that was off almost for a year because of his like his appendicitis and some other ailments that took him out, man. He was in the hospital. He wasn't looking good. And he came in to fight Israel. And then, you know what? There were most people will say that was the worst version of Whitaker. And I kind of agree. But when you're looking at improvements, I disagree with you. I think Whitaker has – I'm sorry. Yeah, Whitaker has improved in the last little while in his last fights. He's on a run. But you're right about one thing. Israel – can you hear me, mofos?
Yeah, I just lost Fred.
What the hell's going on with this?
I don't know. We lost Fred now. Go ahead.
Damn it, man. First it's my headphones, and then it's all the rest.
Oh, he's back.
Someone's screwing with us, man.
Fred, you okay?
Competition. Fred, you okay? You're in the metaverse. Fred, were you in the metaverse?
Well, I don't know. You guys got choppy, so I just decided to refresh in case.
All right, so AJ, who are you picking here, Whitaker or Israel? You said a lot of shit, but you didn't give me an answer.
No, but what I'm trying to say is this. I agree with you one thing. Today, when I was looking at the press conference, man, I just realized again how big Israel is. Like, when they stared down, man, I'm like, holy shit. Israel looks like a giant compared to Whitaker. And you know what? I'm going with a new crystal ball that I bought. I got my new crystal ball from Romania. It's a new one. And I'm telling you, it's hard for me, but I have something. From now on, I'm picking every fight based on the stare down. And tonight's stare down with Israel, I'm telling you, man, I'm going with Israel. Israel's gonna, I can see it going the distance, but I can also see it going the distance by Israel knocking Whitaker out. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen again.
Well, that's not going the distance. You can't go the distance by knockout. That's not how distance works.
What I mean is going into the fourth and fifth round, maybe the fourth, where Whitaker is going to get knocked out. I think Israel's going to
take. That's not the distance.
Well, it's pretty much the distance going to the fifth round. I'm not saying going to the decision.
When we say going, the distance in fighting, we mean going through all the rounds and going to a decision.
Yeah, whatever. But the thing is, going the latter rounds, motherfuckers. Jesus.
Championship rounds you're talking about. Go ahead, Fred.
Oh, God, Lord.
Okay. Earlier you said that that Whitaker tried to headhunt in the first fight. And in this fight, you're talking about him wrestling, and I don't think it's going to be any better for him. Like, I feel if to wrestle with Adesanya is a good enough athlete that he'll be able to stuff those takedown attempts, and he'll win the clinch. Like, I got no fear for Adesanya in those situations. So if Whitaker goes aggressive on wrestling, I don't think it's going to be a winning situation for him either. So I got Adesanya, and he's probably going to finish him, and I'm going to go with a TKO. Round three or four, because he's just a better athlete. He's going to warn him out, and he's going to end up getting a finish. So Israel Adesanya, one of the best middleweights in the world ever, and he's going to continue to prove it.
Man, wouldn't it have been great to get Prime Israel against Prime Anderson? You know, put that in the metaverse. You know what I'm saying? That would have been great. Just to see Anderson Silva when he was the man against Israel Adesanya right now. See how that would have played out. That, to me, they are the two best middleweights of all time, and they did fight at one point, but Anderson was way past his prime. It's not the same, you know, but I like what you said, Fred. Israel Adesanya by knockout third or fourth round. AJ thinks it might go the distance to the fourth or fifth round and then go by knockout. I think about fourth round sounds about right to me, guys. About fourth round, Israel just puts it on him, and Whitaker can't handle anymore. I think he's a little bit more cautious in the first couple of rounds, knowing what happened the last time. But over time, over the rounds, it's just going to wear and tear on him, and he's going to wilt. And I think Israel will get the win here coming up on Saturday night. We're unanimous here with the reigning defending middleweight champion Israel Adesanya. But we have had fights, guys. Let's not forget, like Cain Velasquez, Junior Dos Santos. JDS won the first one, knocked out Cain. Second fight, Cain pieced him up. Third fight, Cain pieced him up, right? Like, it could happen where you lose the first fight with the championship, and then you come back and you win. It's not out of the realm of possibility. Robert Whittaker is a very good fighter. I don't think anybody beats him in the middleweight division other than Israel Adesanya. And that just kind of sucks for Whittaker. He's the best middleweight outside of Israel Adesanya. He's a former champion, and I just don't see him becoming champion again. Could happen, though. You never know. We've been wrong before. We've been wrong before. Bet 99
there's a couple
right
of
now.
Divisions like that.
Yeah, go ahead, Fred.
A couple of divisions like that, you know, like Max Holloway. He's, like, clearly the second better weight out there. So it happens. I'll say, you say it's bad for Robert Whitaker. It's bad also for Israel Adesanya because he doesn't have much challenge left at 185, and he failed at 205. So I don't think he wants to go back there. But, hey, let's enjoy this weekend.
Yeah, I think that the best thing that could happen for the UFC, maybe not for Israel Adesanya, but definitely for the UFC, would be for Whitaker to win. Because then you have the rematch, you get the trilogy fight, and, you know, you have some competition for Israel Adesanya. Because right now, the UFC at middleweight, I really don't see who they have for him. And I know Dana White at the press conference today was asked, does the winner between Derek Brunson and Jared Cannonier here on this pay-per-view get the next title shot? And Dana wasn't so sure. He's like, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens after the fights. We'll see, you know. Because Whitaker, you know, could win, and then they do the trilogy. He didn't say that, but he was just like, yeah, I don't know. And he said, you know, Usman's out there, and Usman's kind of cleaned out his division. If Adesanya wins, you know, maybe we do that. However, Usman and Adesanya have both said that they're friends and they don't want to fight and it's not worth it and they're not going to do it. But Dana White and the UFC seem pretty hell-bent on doing the super fight between Kamaru Usman and Israel Adesanya. And I think that the UFC is going to push hard for that if Israel wins. And if Israel and Kamaru really don't want to do it, I guess the winner of Cannonier Brunson would get the next title shot. But I don't know how fun that is. Usman versus Israel is a fun fight. But I don't know if they're going to get those guys to agree to do it. Both of them keep saying they're not going to do it. But that's the fight that the UFC wants. That's pretty clear to me. Dana White wants that fight. He's the only one talking about it. Kamaru's not talking about it. Israel's not talking about it. Kamaru said, oh, you know, Khamzat, I'm waiting for you. Come see me, whatever. You have a couple fights, and I'll be here waiting. He doesn't seem to want to move from 170. And Israel doesn't seem to want to fight Kamaru, so I don't know what they're going to do with that. I think Kamaru just keeps fighting challengers, and Israel just keeps fighting, you know, whoever's next.
Look, I don't think that's going to happen, that super fight. That's for sure. Not anytime soon. I think Khamzat is really the fight for Usman. But, like, going back to, like, to Israel, when he fought Yan, when you think about it, even though he lost that fight, you were right. Like, there was a lot of pressure on Israel in the grappling perspective. That's where he lost. And really, the blueprint for Whitaker to win this fight is really like replicating what Yan did to Israel. But let's put it this way. If Israel was able to stand with Yan, Israel would have won that fight. He impressed me, man. Even though he lost, he impressed me. You know, it would have been great to see Israel win. But even though he lost, in my opinion, man, he won. He's a phenomenal fighter, man. And I can't see that super fight with Usman yet. But down the road, it could happen, man.
Yeah, he lost that fight to Jan Blachowicz, and like I said, I think Jan used his size more than anything to win that one. Fred, you still with us?
Absolutely, but like that's what I'm saying. It wasn't really based on any other skill.
Oh, no, Fred, Fred, we can't hear you. Down. Fred, you got it. Your mic dropped out again. I don't know why this is happening. Now Fred's having technical difficulties. What's happening tonight, AJ?
I don't know, man. I think it's our competition, man. Listen, we're on Rogan's side. I don't know if it's the – I don't know, man. Like, I agree with Rogan. But listen
– I don't know about that.
Well, listen, man. No, I don't agree with all
the – How did we get to Rogan?
We're not talking about Joe Rogan yet. We will talk about Joe Rogan and Israel Adesanya. Israel addressed Joe Rogan and Rogan's comments that – I don't know if you guys saw the Planet of the Apes stuff, but it was a little much.
No.
Maybe not for AJ, see, it wasn't cool. It was not good. Even AJ thinks it was bad.
No.
So that was bad.
Listen, man,
I didn't know that existed. I didn't know that existed. That was pretty bad. But we'll talk about Rogan later. I want to get through this UFC 271 preview, and I'll play Israel Adesanya's comments about Joe Rogan from the press conference today.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So we are unanimous here with Israel Adesanya. He's a pretty heavy favorite, -300 going into this fight. Robert Whitaker +233 over at bet99.com. Don't forget to bet with us. Go to bet99.com, use that promo code ringside, and get a $600 bonus you sign up. Of up to $600 on your initial deposit. They will match your initial deposit
Dave.
Of up to $600 over at bet99.com. Shut up, AJ. I'm doing a promo. Israel Adesanya by knockout. So Israel, you know, if you don't like the odds, minus 300. Israel Adesanya by knockout, plus 140. That's not bad. Plus 140. Izzy by KO. Izzy by decision, plus 145. Total rounds, over 4.5, minus 134, under 4.5, plus 105. So if you think that this fight will go the distance, the odds are that it will. Will fight go the distance? And go the distance, AJ, is a technical betting term, so you do have to know what it means. Go the distance means all five rounds. Yes, minus 134. No, minus 109.
That guy, man.
What, me? Uh-huh. So
I was gonna say
total rounds, I think, is interesting. Under 4.5 rounds. We both said that it would, or all three of us said it would probably end in the maybe fourth round. But it would have to end within the first 2.5 minutes of the fourth round for that plus 105 to come through, the under 4.5. What do you think about the under 4.5, over-under, Fred, for the rounds? 4.5 is where it is, minus the over has it. Odds makers think this one will go over 4.5 rounds. Odds makers also think this one goes to a decision.
Well, I had Izzy in round three, so I'm going to say it's going to go under. Like, I got Izzy winning by TKO at some point. He's going to overwhelm Whitaker, and he's going to get the finish. I believe in Izzy's athleticism, and I think it's superior. And I don't think, like, to me, Whitaker is much smaller than Jan Blachowicz, so I don't see that wrestling game working for him. So, no, I'm pretty confident this is going to be over before it ain't going to go the distance.
Maybe we throw that in your parlay. Maybe a little prop bet in the Team Freddy parlay, which we will get to. Of course, our parlays last week were terrible. I have to apologize for my picks and AJ's picks. All of us, really, we're just awful. Did we all pick Hermanson last week? What the hell happened? My God.
Not I, man.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, you had a couple good ones. But you were wrong on a lot.
Good.
You messed up on a few.
Listen, I was only wrong on two.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's it. The prelim and one on the main. But overall, I was doing pretty good, man.
I got killed last week.
Yeah, you did, man.
Yeah, it happens.
And a few other fighters that we took got killed. But,
yeah.
Man, sometimes, man, you know what? You can never predict in the fighting game. Like, it's like,
Shut up, AJ. We're doing predictions right now. Sometimes you can predict, and we're going to predict Derek Lewis, Taito Ivasa.
No. My predictions are coming out.
Yeah, your predictions might. I mean, we're all picking Israel by knockout, so if you win, we all win. Derek Lewis, Taito Ivasa. The odds right now have Derek Lewis minus 193, the favorite. Tuivasa plus 154, the underdog. This one in Derek Lewis's hometown of Houston. I think the Black Beast gets it done again. I like Derek Lewis by knockout. I think he takes it to Tuivasa. This is going to be a fun fight, but I see Lewis coming out on the winning end. I think he's just a little bit more technical than Tuivasa, and I think he's got a better chin. And he's also faced tougher competition in general. Tuivasa is young and improving, so he's dangerous. You know, he's got tremendous power, and he's really improving as an MMA fighter, just 29 years old. Derek Lewis is 37, but I don't think the age matters so much at heavyweight. I got the Black Beast. I got Lewis getting the knockout win. What do you think, Fred?
Yeah, I got Lewis also. They're both very powerful hitters, and Tuivasa likes to trade, and I think that's going to be a problem where he's going to get hit also, and I expect Lewis to be the one that hits harder and probably gets a knockout. I'm going to go with Derek Lewis by knockout.
Derek Lewis by knockout is never a bad bet, right? Anytime he fights, Derek Lewis by knockout seems like a pretty safe one. It happens a lot. What do you think, AJ?
Man, I'm going to go with like what Matt Serra said. He said that the Black Beast has a punching power that he's never seen before. It's so deadly that all he needs is that one punch, and that one punch is enough to knock you out. And that's what's going to happen. It's either going to happen in the first or second round. Ty Tuivasa saying like if he wins, he was going to drink out of the crotch of Derek Lewis. Just by saying that was enough for me to know that
he didn't say that exactly. He didn't say he was going to drink out of his crotch. He said he was going to take Derek Lewis's athletic cup, his cup, you know. His jock strap cup, and he was going to do a shoey, because this is what Tuivasa does after his fights. Fans
called it a cuppy.
He called it a cuppy. He puts beer in the cup, and then he drinks beer out of various things. Usually it's shoes. It's something that he does. He walks around after his fights in celebration. Fans pour beer in their shoes, and then he takes the shoe right off the fan's foot and drinks the beer that's in it, which is gross for, A, the shoes, because then they're all soggy and beery, and B, for Tuivasa, who's drinking out of random strangers' footwear. It's super gross.
Oh, man, that's disgusting.
Yeah,
man.
It's gross. I don't know why he does it. He
I want to tell him we're in a pandemic.
Yeah, I know,
don't
right?
Do that.
He was doing it during a pandemic in arenas and stuff. It's Texas, man.
Anything I don't care about
Texas.
The pandemic, actually. Just don't do that, period. Yeah. It's nasty.
Tai Tuivasa gave everybody a shoe thing to do a shoey, and they tried to get Dana to do it, but he didn't. So that happened. Tuivasa is dangerous, though. You never know. But we all have Derek Lewis by knockout. Interesting. We're going the same way on everything here. How about this next fight? Derek Brunson against Jared Cannonier. Cannonier right now is the favorite, minus 167. Brunson plus 136, the underdog. I think this fight goes one of two ways. Either Jared Cannonier puts it on him and knocks him out, because Cannonier hits like a fucking truck, and he's been knocking people out left and right, and he's super dangerous. Or Derek Brunson grabs a hold of him, takes him down, and lays on top of him like a wet blanket for three rounds and wins this fight. I could see this going either scenario. It really depends on Cannonier being able to defend the Brunson takedown. And I think he will be. And I don't know if he'll actually have to defend that many takedowns, because I think he knocks out Brunson before a lot of shots come to him. Cannonier has been really impressive at 185 pounds. This is a guy who used to fight at 205 pounds. Dropped down to middleweight.
Fought as a heavyweight.
Yeah, he fought at heavyweight too. I mean, this is a big, strong dude now at middleweight, a huge middleweight. Won three in a row before fighting Robert Whittaker. Lost a three-round decision to Whittaker. Came back in August of last year, beat Kelvin Gastelum in a five-round dominant performance. Put it on Gastelum. I think he's going to be able, if he wasn't getting taken down at will by Gastelum, I don't think Brunson's going to be able to do it either. So I've got Jared Cannonier pulling this one off, and I think he puts Brunson to sleep. Brunson has been knocked out five times in his career, most recently by Israel Adesanya, but of course Adesanya knocks out everybody, but Jacare doesn't knock out everybody, and Jacare knocked him out. Yoel Romero. Jacare actually knocked him out a couple of times, but yeah, I think Brunson gets put to sleep here. I see Brunson falling down. I got Cannonier early, maybe first round.
I agree with you, Dave. I mean, if you look at Brunson, he's probably the oldest middleweight in the roster. He's at 38 years old. Not that Cannonier is any older, any younger. I mean,
he's
37 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right now, Brunson is the oldest guy on that roster. And you know what? It's going to be a tough one to call. It's going to be a hard one to put in the parlay. But I believe that Cannonier will be able to stuff all the takedowns of Brunson. And once that happens, he's going to knock him out. That's the thing with Brunson. I'm not too keen on his chin. And, if I have to put the bet, I'm going to put it on Cannonier as well.
Freddie?
I'm going to make it unanimous. And I agree with a lot of what you said, Dave. And mostly that Cannonier, man, he's been winning some fights, man, and he's been impressive. And the ones he lost is to some top competition. So I got Cannonier winning this one and probably finishing him round two, three. Maybe it goes to decision, but I don't think Brunson will be able to wrestle Cannonier.
There's only one way.
Those takedowns.
Freddie, there's only one way. If I haven't seen Brunson, but if we see a blonde Brunson, every time he goes into the ring with blonde hair, he wins. If he goes into the ring on Saturday night with blonde hair, I'm changing my pick as of tonight. That's all I'm going to say.
He's blonde now. I saw the embedded. He's blonde.
He's blonde now?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn it. Every time he's gone blonde, he's won, man. That's a tough one now. Now I gotta think about it. So I'm not gonna put this down on my parlay for tonight.
Fucking ridiculous. Hair color. Eminem comes into the UFC. He's like, oh fuck, he's got bleach blonde hair. Forget it.
Says the guy that has a theory about dancing.
Hey, shut up, Fred. It's a good theory. Shut your mouth.
Good one, Freddie. Good one. Yeah, I agree with that. Listen, a few guys that lost on our parlay last week were walking in, dancing and singing. I'm like, no, don't do this shit.
Told
now.
You, baby. And I told you.
I'm like, fucking Dave is right again.
Always. All right, I got Kyler Phillips minus 434, Marcelo Rojo plus 320. I got Phillips winning that one. Should be pretty one-sided there. Bobby Green takes on Nasrat Haqparast to open up this pay-per-view. Green minus 148, Haqparast plus 120. I think if this fight stays standing, Bobby Green gets the win. I think Bobby Green does get the win here over Haqparast. I don't think Haqparast is able to get the takedowns he needs on Green. Green's a pretty good wrestler, too. I like Bobby
Green.
And
a very good striker.
Fight. Yeah, I think
a better striker, that's for sure.
Green, yeah. Well, that's it. If this fight stays standing, I think Haqparast is in big trouble and may get knocked out. So I got Bobby Green in a major way in this fight.
Yeah, I'm going with Bobby Green as well on this.
Wow. We're agreeing a lot.
I got Bobby. Listen, man, we've been on the same call. This is the first time this has happened, like, in the longest time. So maybe this is a card to bet on. The only one is the Brunson fight for the parlay. That's what bothers me the most. But if he has blonde hair, man, I'm going to have to start edging towards him.
Yeah. Which is a weird one, but hey, what are you going to do? Andre Arlovsky is going to be on the prelims. That'll be a fun fight. I think Andre gets a win here, too. I think Andre Arlovsky pulls it off.
He'll go by decision. He's not going to knock him out. He's going to just take it to the end and win by decision.
Yeah, I think he's just going to outbox Jared Vandera, as he does. It's kind of amazing that Arlovsky, at, 43 years of age, is still able to pick up victories in the UFC. He's won 4 of his last 5. He's won 2 in a row.
It's awesome,
four,
man.
4 of his last 5 in the UFC. It's kind of nuts. At one point, like, when Arlovsky fought Fedor in, 2009-ish? I thought he was done.
It's crazy,
then.
Man.
You know what I mean? Like, Arlovsky, when he got knocked out by Fedor at Affliction 2 in 2009. Wow, I got that right, 2009.
I thought he was done. That night.
That's it. Like,
I thought he was dead.
He was, like, past his prime at that point. He'd been fighting for 10 years. You kind of thought, okay, that's it for Arlovsky. That's 2009. It's 2022, and he's still getting wins. He's won 4 of his last 5.
It seems like yesterday of that fight. I still remember Arlovsky, like, being lifted off the ground by an uppercut, if I'm not mistaken. That was crazy, man. I thought he died that night.
It's
I'm
amazing.
Like, holy shit. The power of Fedor into that punch was ridiculous. I could still see, like, Arlovsky kind of lifting in the air like his soul was leaving his body, man.
Yeah,
it was
I remember.
Ridiculous.
And Arlovsky, I remember I interviewed Arlovsky, like, 2 years later, and I talked to him, and I mentioned the Fedor fight, and he's like, yeah, fuck, if I didn't throw that fucking flying knee, you know, fuck. He's, like, still pissed about throwing that flying knee. And then Fedor sees him jump up, and he throws that looping right hand. Arlovsky out of the air just falls and gets knocked out.
Yeah. It was crazy, man.
Crazy. He was looking good. He was looking good on Fedor, and then it all fell apart, as it often does.
That's 2009, but like you said, we're in 2022, man. It's been a long time.
Amazing.
But Fedor's still sort of fighting, and Arlovsky is still fighting, like, actively. Man, you got to give these guys credit, man. Like, it's insane. And that's like a... It's a crazy weight category to continue fighting that long. It's insane.
Angelo wants to call into the show. I don't think we have call-in ability on the MMA show yet. I think it's just on the wrestling show, Angelo. We're working on getting it on the MMA show. Hey, AJ, how about you not comment or boo on the complicated technical shit and get your microphone working before you boo? How about that? Before you're allowed to boo, you have to actually be able to get your mic working at a bare minimum before you could boo the fact that we don't have calls coming in on a fucking remote internet goddamn broadcast. Fucking AJ. AJ's complaining.
Hey, listen, are you going to talk about Casey O'Neill, man, and Roxanne?
Yeah, she's going to win. Casey O'Neill is, like, the lock of the night. She wins 100%.
She's
undefeated.
I agree with you on that one.
She's undefeated. minus 400, the favorite. Modafferi plus 300, the dog. O'Neil wins. O'Neil's undefeated, and Roxanne loses all her fights. Let's be honest.
Well, listen, that's her last fight of her career, right? So she's going to leave with a bang, I guess.
She loses
but
so
much. I agree
with
you. That's the, I think she loses that's the luck of the night.
She's lost one,
well,
two.
Well, not always,
Dave. Of her last 10 fights, she's lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of her last 10. And those are all in the UFC. She's won 4 in the UFC, lost 6, has lost 2 in a row. She loses a lot. Sometimes she wins. She's a good grappler, but she just loses a lot in the UFC. And I think she for sure loses this fight to the young prospect, Casey O'Neil. I think that's an interesting one. Huh?
But think about it. I don't have a record in front of me, but I think she has over 40 fights in her career, man. That's amazing.
Yeah.
A lot of credit to her, you know? And okay. If she's going to retire, man, she's retired with some pretty decent money from the UFC, man. And I'm happy for her. She always excites me when she's fighting, you know? Even if she loses, she kind of makes the fight exciting because you never know, man.
Yes, the happy warrior, Roxanne Modafferi. I'm a big fan. She's a veteran of MMA. She's a pioneer of women's MMA. She's a legend of the sport. If you've been around MMA for a long time, you know who Roxanne Modafferi is, and she definitely deserves respect. I just think at this point in her career, this will be her 45th professional MMA fight at 39 years of age. I think this is where the train stops, and she passes the torch here to Casey O'Neil. Interesting light heavyweight fight. It was supposed to be Ed Herman versus Maxine Grishin, but instead... this one, a short notice fight picked up by William Knight, who takes on Maxime Grishin. I like William Knight, and he's plus 142, the underdog. Grishin minus 175, the favorite. I could see Knight pulling off the upset here. That might be one to look at. I also like, in the first fight of the night, Mike Mathitha. He is 3-0, undefeated, called the Blood Diamond. He is one of Israel Adesanya's training partners. He takes on Jeremiah Wells. Wells minus 234, the favorite. Mathitha plus 183, the underdog. I think we see an upset early here at UFC 271. Get that UFC fight pass ready at about 5 p.m. That's when the fights will start, I think, 5 or 6 o'clock. And I've got Izzy's training partner, the undefeated former pro kickboxer, now 3-0 mixed martial artist, the Black Diamond. No, sorry, the Blood Diamond. Black Beast, Blood Diamond, a lot of nicknames on this card. This guy goes by Blood Diamond, and I think that he pulls off the win. He looked really impressive on some footage that I've seen from him, and I think he takes care of Jeremiah Wells in the opener. Nice little underdog pick. Let's get to some parlays.
What about submission? Listen, the submission, I'm surprised you didn't mention like Renato Moicano against Alexander Hernandez. Like, if anybody's going to get submitted, that'll be the fight that it's going to happen. So I'm going with a secondary parlay on that with Moicano, like, submitting, like, Hernandez. Well, I had a lot of hype, man. When I first saw this guy fight, I was so impressed with him. I thought he was going to really go the distance in the UFC. But, man, like, I don't know what happened to this guy. So that's why I'm going with him losing by submission in this one.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of time to figure out your parlay because I think – you're going to need the time, and I think you're a little confused. Freddie, I think your mic's out again. God damn it, Fred. I can't. Damn it. It happened again. Your mic crapped out.
Listen, man, this shit's happening to me too, Dave. I don't know what's going on.
Boy.
Who's managing the controls, Johnny North?
We're going to get you guys some new equipment.
Where's Johnny, by the way?
We're going to get you guys some new equipment. Freddie?
Is it working?
Yeah, it's working. You have a parlay for me?
It's
what do you got? You look like you had a good joke, too. You
I don't have
something.
A computer in front of me, so.
You were saying something about AJ. It was good. I liked it. I don't know what it was. You were saying something.
When? I forget, man.
I don't know.
I say a lot of things.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, I don't have a computer in front of me, so I got, like, Izzy. I got Derek Lewis. And what else? What are the other fights we talked about? I forget, man.
Cannoneer.
Yeah, exactly. That's my parlay. One, two, three.
Three-fight parlay. Boom. Team Fred keeping it real simple for us here. Which is nice. I like things simple. Let's keep it simple. Here's Fred's parlay. Team Fred over at bet99.com. Yeah, AJ.
No secondary parlay. What
ridiculous.
Listen, man, if I had to go with the submission, that's what I said. Like,
that's not a
I'm not going to champion on my parlay.
That's all right. It's a single bet you want to throw out there. You can do that too. Israel Adesanya -300, Derek Lewis -193, Jared Cannonier -167. Going for the three favorites on the main card. $20 at +224 gets you $64.85. Triple your money with Team Fred. Triple your money with Team Freddy. That's not bad. Go for it. I like that parlay, Fred. That's pretty good. That might be my parlay. I'm not too sure, but I'm going to give you a few things here before AJ does a big mess of a thing. I'm going to do, first of all, I'm going to give you the single bet on Mathitha, all right? Let's throw $20 on Mathitha at +183. That'll hit you with 56.66 for a quick bet on the Blood Diamond, okay? We'll start with that.
Not bad, not bad.
All right, then we're going to do a parlay. Should I just give you a bunch of picks in a parlay and you figure out what you want to
do? Wait, what about my shit, man?
Shut the fuck up. I'm fucking doing my parlay now, motherfucker.
Oh, I thought you were
doing you interrupting all the time? Fucking
I can't hear you. Keep
trying. Motherfucker. Goddamn AJ. All right, I'm going to do a 5-5 parlay. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you big.
Whoa.
Big and hard, right in your face, all right? That's how I do it. Big and hard, right in your face. This is how we do things. Israel Adesanya -300, Derek Lewis -193, Jared Cannonier -167. It's basically Fred's parlay until I added fights. Andrei Arlovsky -155 and Casey O'Neill -400, $20 at +567 gets you 133.53. That's Team Dave's 5-5 parlay. Team Dave. Again, O'Neill, Arlovsky, Cannonier, Lewis, and Adesanya. The style bender. AJ, what do you got? A million fight parlay.
Okay, but you know me. I'm going to have to top that up. I'm going to go with a 7-fight parlay on this. Put your money down because you're going to win. So, obviously, I'm going to be going with Israel on this one. I'm taking, like, the home favorite, Derek Lewis. I'm going to go now because you told me that Brunson has blonde hair. I'm going with Derek Brunson just because of that blonde hair. I'm going with Kyler Phillips. Because I think didn't Jordan knock out Rohan last time?
Yes.
Okay, so Kyler Phillips is going to do the same thing here.
Yes.
I'm going with Bobby Green.
Yes.
Then I'm going to be going with Arlovsky on this.
Yes.
You better not fuck it up for me because I swear, man.
Okay.
And then I'm going to definitely go with Casey O'Neill to start my prelim to the road to the winning Olympics.
Is that it?
So
yeah, man. 7-5.
So I'll be the only one with a parlay that's alive for the main card.
Correct.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, O'Neill's going to win, Fred. O'Neill and Arlovsky are going to win, but then AJ's probably crazy.
Okay.
So there's Team AJ, Adesanya, Lewis, Brunson, Phillips. Jesus. Green, Arlovsky, O'Neill, $20 gets you $407.89. AJ, there you go. That's Team AJ's 7-fight parlay. AJ, I would love for you to actually bet this parlay because you're always talking about, you know, bet this parlay. You win a bunch of money, even though you say that every week and you never win, right? There's
listen,
that.
Man, it's not
put
about
$2,
me,
AJ.
Right?
Dave,
right?
It's not about
put
me.
And B,
Dave,
B.
It's about me making money for others.
No, it's about putting
I
your money where
it,
your
man.
Big mouth is. It's about you shooting off at the mouth every single week about how you have the best picks
no,
and
no,
how
no,
you
no,
do
no,
this
no.
and that. You never actually put your money down because you don't actually believe in your picks. If you believed in your
listen,
picks,
man.
You
Whoa.
Would put... You would put the money down. If you believed in that 7-fight parlay at +1935, you'd be stupid
yeah.
not to put down at least $5 on that thing to come up with like maybe $100 or whatever. Let's see, $5. I'm going to make it easy
Are
for
you,
AJ.
AJ
I'm not
Are
saying.
You calling AJ cheap?
Well, I'm saying maybe you don't want to lose $20. That's understandable. You
no,
want to
no,
lose.
No, 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 no.
Maybe you want to wager $5. $5 on your 7-fight parlay gets you $100. If you really believe in that 7-fight parlay, AJ, which I know you don't because you just talk shit and don't put
no,
your
no,
money
no,
where
I
your mouth
it,
is,
man.
You
I,
would
listen,
bet it because $5 to make $100 is a slam dunk. Angelo's with me. Put your money where your mouth is, AJ. And you guys know You guys know, based on how pissed or how happy I get based on fight results, that I put my money where my mouth is, because when I lose, I'm super pissed. And you can tell that I'm really betting this money down, and I care about the fights, and I'm trying to help my people, and I really believe in my fight picks that I'm giving you, and I'm betting them along with you. You win, I win. You lose, I lose. You know, it hurts for you. Listen, it hurts for me. It doesn't hurt AJ when you lose. He doesn't care about you. AJ doesn't care about you. AJ doesn't care about Team AJ. Team AJ, you're on your own. AJ's not really playing on the team. AJ's like the general or the president. You're a chicken hawk. You send your army out to war, but you don't want to actually get your hands dirty. I'm in the trenches with you. Team Dave, we're an army. You fight, I fight. One of us goes to war, we're all going to war together. What is it that the QAnon people say, Fred? What is it? We go one, we go all? That's what Fred likes. He loves AJ's a QAnon.
I was going to say Dave is Robert Baratheon and who? AJ is Joffrey.
Who?
Robert Baratheon from Game of Thrones.
I'm Robert Kardashian, baby. I could get you out of anything.
A great king.
Get you out of anything, and my spawn is fucking genius. All right? Fuck Robert Baratheon, whoever the fuck that is. Call me Robert Kardashian. Getting paid, putting it all out on the line, defending the worst of the worst, and my kids are fucking killing the game. Robert Kardashian, baby. Rest in peace. We love you, Robbie Carr.
Listen, if the glove don't fit, you'll quit.
And they did. And they did.
That's where you're going to win.
Yeah, well, AJ's not actually betting his picks like Dave. Team Dave is right with you.
No. Listen, Muscle Marco listens to me all the time, and he's made some pretty good point.
Haven't heard him say it.
Well I'll get him on. I'll get
says
him.
You.
I'll get a.
Says you.
I'll get like testimony.
I told Marco.
AJ Betts,
I talked to Marco. He says you're lying.
Yeah.
Big liar.
Listen, man. It's just because I don't express it on air. It's because I don't want to like say anything. You know, you have to play responsibly. I'm all about like the ethics of the like this whole thing, but.
What?
It doesn't mean that AJ doesn't drop a couple of bucks.
Yes, it does. You never do. You never do. I watch all the fights with you. I go, AJ, did you bet this? You go, no, I don't know how. You know?
Yeah.
He did once. He did once. He made you do the mise au jeu slip.
Yes. One time I had to do that.
Yeah, that's when I wasn't doing Bet99.
Years ago. Before Bet99. Yeah, years ago we had to do that.
Yeah, that's before Bet99.
AJ still hasn't figured out how to get an account.
Right. No, I'm Bet99, man.
AJ can't do the internet good. Obviously, from tonight's show, you could tell that.
Well, no, Bet99 is easy to get on and to actually, like, it's easy, man.
I know it's easy. I don't know why it's not easy for you.
No, I was saying in the past when we had to do the bets, remember, Freddie was right about that.
Okay.
I had a little bit of a difficulty at the time.
Yeah, you...
But things are so much better now. Now that we're on Bet99.com, code ringside.
That's right.
Make some money with Team AJ. I know you're going with Team Dave.
Okay, AJ, shut the fuck up. Let's hear Israel Adesanya talk about Joe Rogan at the press conference tonight.
And Dana, I had a question for you around Joe Rogan. There's been a lot of controversy with him.
First off, let me take this one. Hold on.
That was pretty great. You hear the crowd? Dana, Joe Rogan, controversy, crowd. In Texas, of course, home of Joe Rogan. Boo! That's our boy Joe Rogan! And then Israel Adesanya, he jumps in instead of Dana.
First off, let me take this one. Hold up. I'm black. I can take this one. Look.
Okay. What were...
No. There's a lot of in this game. There's a lot of snakes in this game. I've been in this fight game since 2008. And Joe Rogan is one of the nicest, coolest, humble motherfuckers I've had the pleasure of working with. Understand that. And you know, it's just the noise, man. You know what they're trying to do. You can't control the man, and he's got the biggest platform in the world right now. So that's my Joe Rogan. The noise.
Israel, that was a censored clip. He says, fuck the noise, and he says, that's my N-word, Joe Rogan. See, I'm not going to make the mistake that Joe Rogan did of actually saying the word on his fucking show, which he did apparently multiple times, which that's come to light in the past week. And then there's the Planet of the Apes bit that he had on his podcast from years and years ago that came to light. That's pretty goddamn embarrassing for Joe Rogan and pretty awful, quite frankly. I don't know. It's not looking good for Joe Rogan, but he's definitely getting support in the MMA world. The MMA people, Israel Adesanya, all sorts of people in the sport are supporting Joe Rogan. Freddie?
Man, why not, man?
I said Freddie!
I was going to say, a long time ago, man, I'll give you a story. Joe Rogan had a skit where he would go like, it's cool to say the N-word, and he would say it. And in his skit, in his comedy skit, he would say, I'm only doing this because there's only white people here. And I remember I went to see his show, and I was with my buddy Dwayne. And Dwayne was like the only black guy in the place, and Rogan did the skit.
Oh.
And I got to admit, it was a little like uncomfortable, man.
Yeah.
But that's what comedians do, man. They push the line, man. And,
yeah.
And at some point,
look
man,
at Richard Pryor.
They're using that.
Look at Richard Pryor, man.
I mean, a lot of – I mean, get mad at a lot of other guys that use it. Right now they're getting mad at Rogan for other reasons. They're using this reason to get mad at Rogan, but
yeah,
that's not the real reason why they're mad at Rogan. So, I mean, I'm not going to jump in that hypocrite type of
– Listen.
No, I think you're right about that, Fred. I think a lot of this, the N-word stuff that Joe Rogan is taking heat for, they're digging this up to, you know – because people are mad at Joe Rogan because of his medical views and all the stuff that he's saying about all sorts of stuff, right? And of course, what Joe Rogan said, the N-word stuff is really not good. It's really bad that Joe Rogan said all that stuff, but he is not the only white person that has said it in public. I mean, Howard Stern is not being canceled, and he has said it numerous times on his show. Numerous bits, like Howard Stern is a really good example because he's a guy that's managed to clean up his image, and all of the old Stern stuff that's really offensive, Howard in blackface, Howard saying the N-word, Howard and Baba Booey throwing baloney at girls' asses, you know, all that stuff has been erased from history because Sirius did a really good job of cleaning up the image and erasing all the old Howard shit so he doesn't get canceled in current day, right? They've kind of disappeared a lot of that old stuff. And Joe Rogan, you know, Spotify didn't clean up all the YouTube shit. They didn't do the same wipe job for Joe Rogan as Sirius did for Howard Stern. And, you know, it's a different way of doing things. But I think there are a lot of different guys like Howard Stern that have said pretty controversial things in the past that if they were said today would get them canceled outright. But they were said in the past, and I don't know, it was a different time. I don't think it was right then, but I don't know, it's hard. It's hard to deal with.
Listen, man, but you can't compare the two. I mean, you've got Rogan, like, when you go to a comedy show, it's like all hands on deck, man. There's no limitations. I've been to so many comedy shows. I've seen Joe Rogan live as well. And I can tell you this, man, if you look at guys like Richard Pryor, one of the greatest comedians in my opinion, you look at some of his album covers, man, and they were some pretty racy stuff that he, like, put shock value. But when you're comparing, like,
come on,
Rogan to Howard Stern, you can't compare. You look at five times the amount of listeners on Joe Rogan compared to Howard Stern. Howard Stern in the past was all about shock value, man. And he did some pretty crazy shit that could get away with that, just like television shows back in the days. But Rogan is nowhere close to being as controversial in a sense as Howard Stern. A lot of his stuff on his podcast and whatnot.
I don't know about that.
Well, yeah, it is. It could be controversial to you, but it
Howard
may not be controversial
made jokes.
To me.
Howard Stern made jokes. Joe Rogan pretends to be a guy giving medical advice. Joe Rogan takes things seriously. Joe Rogan takes things seriously. Joe Rogan tries to have serious interviews. Howard Stern is all jokes.
Okay, but hey, I was listening to this show from Rogan with the guy that was giving ways to fix your knee, and man, that was great medical advice, man.
Sure.
So people are getting mad because he's talking about COVID and all that, and that's a subject that's like sensitive.
Listen,
but in the end, man, Rogan's also giving me like advice on my knee, and I love that, man.
Sure, I mean, if you throw enough shit at the wall, which Joe Rogan does, some of it's going to stick. Some of it's going to be useful information. A lot of it's going to be bullshit.
But Dave, he's not giving medical advice. He's taking people that have, like, degrees and scientific knowledge to do what they want.
That's why they're mad.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I could say Dr. Holt gives me medical advice every time I see his commercial. Every time I see his commercial, it made me go buy Dr. Holt's, man. I use that shit all the time, and it actually helped me.
And that's why that's why sometimes there needs to be disclaimers and stuff before shows, because there are people like AJ who will take medical advice from just about anybody he sees on TV. So it doesn't really matter.
Listen, man, it's up to you as
Dr.
As
Ho,
an adult,
Dr. Phil, Dr. Rogan, Dr. Dre. It doesn't really matter. AJ's taking that medical advice.
Listen, Dave, but Dr. Rogan didn't say you got to do what he does. He says this is what I did for me.
Yeah.
So if AJ says something that's done for me, it shouldn't be put into the context that I'm giving that medical advice. It's just that, like, media tends to construe words that are taken out of context. And a lot of the stuff, like Rogan said, with certain words.
Okay. I think the point is,
Joe
Rogan is a comedian and fight commentator, and he's a guy from Fear Factor. And he's got a podcast that I enjoy. I like when he's got Juliana Pena and different people on. He had Oliver Stone on not long ago, and that was interesting. When he has these people, you know, researchers, some professor, some doctor, I don't listen. I don't really care. I'm not interested. It's up to you to figure it out. Make your own goddamn decisions. Listen to the show and figure it out. And, you know, AJ can figure it out and take whatever he's going to take from it. And Fred will take whatever he's going to take. And I'm going to take whatever I'm going to take. And you can take whatever you're going to take. I don't think Joe Rogan is a bad guy, but he definitely said some pretty racist shit. And I think that he probably harbors some racist feelings. But again, it's a lot like last week what I said about Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is like AJ. He is a man in his 50s. Who is really... Shut up, AJ. That's what you are. You're a man in your 50s that's really into martial arts. Sometimes you may say some things that are politically incorrect. I don't know if you mean them maliciously. You just say them because you're a man of a certain generation, of a certain type. You're a white man into martial arts. You know how to punch and kick, but, you know, race relations and stuff is not where you're looking at. So I think AJ and Joe Rogan are very similar. Not bad guys, not necessarily racist. I'm saying you're a good guy. I'm not saying AJ is a racist or Joe Rogan is a racist, but sometimes they may say racist things because they don't realize that they're racist.
I'm going to tell you something, Dave, just like quickly. If I look back at with my upbringing when I was in my teenage years and like as a kid or whatever, we never looked at race, man. In my block, man, we had everybody from every cultural background.
Okay, you don't have to name them. You don't have to name them. You don't have to list them. Because I knew you were going to go
there.
No, I
have to list them. But
I know, AJ.
No,
I get it. And you can say that you grew up with people, and that's fine. But sometimes you say things.
No, but listen.
Sometimes you say things, and me and Fred go, right, Fred?
I was going to go Lenny Bruce.
Right? Doesn't AJ say things sometimes where you're like, oh, AJ, you shouldn't have said that, right? But it's not that he's a bad guy. It's not that AJ's bad or racist or transphobic or anything. He just says things that he's not unaware that he's not supposed to say in public, right?
Are you talking about the Bruce Jenner thing again?
Oh, Jesus. What the fuck?
But that has nothing to do with it. Listen, I'm going to tell
again,
you something, Dave.
You're not a bad guy. You just say things.
The Kardashians, Dave, that's your fault.
Yeah, Dave.
No, that's not my fault.
Like, you had to mention Robert Kardashian out of nowhere for whatever reason. Man.
Yeah, yeah, that's
you
right.
Called
that's
me
why
Robert,
on my mind.
You called me Robert Kardashian, Fred. That's your fault.
No, Baratheon.
I don't know who that is.
Hey,
you
man,
know I don't know who that is.
Game of Throne King.
I never seen that.
He won the big war early.
Good for him. I never seen that.
Wasn't he the lawyer for OJ?
That's Robert Kardashian.
But he was OJ's friend and a lawyer. He got retained as a lawyer so he could have like that client privilege. But the real lawyers were Shapiro, Johnny Cochran, and the rest of them there. Effie Bailey. I've watched the OJ series again recently, man. Great series. Cuba Gooding Jr., though, he's a little bit too emotional.
AJ, look at the comment on the screen.
What did it say?
Look who's commenting. Look at the comment. See, AJ, I'm right. I'm dead right. It's Lucy, the mother of your children, telling me that I am 100% right about you and my assessment of you. It's not that you're a bad guy. It's just sometimes you say things that you really shouldn't say. And Lucy, who lives with you and probably knows you more intimately than any of us, she agrees with Dave because she knows Dave is right. Hi, Lucy.
Great. It's either this way or that way or whatever you think you're going to get insulted by.
Hi, Noah. Huh? I wasn't listening to you. I was saying hi to Caden.
Where is he?
Caden? I don't know. I'm just saying hi. What up, dude?
Listen, all to say is I'll listen to Joe Rogan's podcast all the time because the guy is entertaining. He's fun.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's not like I agree with everything he says, but man, there's nobody out there that says it better than him. Except us. We're like number two.
I'll tell you this. Joe Rogan, I am...
say it better, but we're number two.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I am boycotting Joe Rogan. I am boycotting
Ooh.
Him. You know why? I am boycotting. I am boycotting Joe Rogan Ooh. Until he has an interesting guest. Okay?
He always has interesting guests.
No.
The knee guy was very interesting.
I'm not listening to no knee doctor. I don't give a shit. My knees are fine. I'm not interested.
Toes over knees, knees okay? over toes. Something
January
like that.
27th very is the good. Last time he did a good show. January 27th, he had Juliana Pena on. Since then, I'm looking at his guests. Andy Stumpf, a retired Navy SEAL, blah, blah, blah. Randall Carson, a master builder, architectural designer, blah, 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 boring, scholar, boring. Akash Singh, a stand-up comedian, podcaster, and actor, boring. Josh Dubin,
sounds great, man. What's your
a
problem?
Criminal justice reform advocate, boring. Dave Smith, a stand-up comedian and political commentator, boring. He's got all these fucking boring guys. So I'm boycotting Joe Rogan until he's got somebody good on the show. Who's Dave Smith? I never heard of him.
Dave Smith. Who doesn't know Dave Smith?
Me. Who the fuck is Dave Smith? Fred, you know him?
I don't know, man.
Oh,
he's the.
I used to follow him on Twitter before I got banned.
Oh. Oh, so he's a. When they say political commentator, what do they mean by
he
that?
He leans on the libertarian.
Oh, okay, okay.
He leans on
the right.
On the libertarian side, which
on the
I
right
always
side.
Appreciate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, I see. So Joe
right
Rogan's
side.
Hey
exactly.
Dave, on
the
another
right
note,
side.
Man.
Yeah, the right of center. He's having another one of these right wing political
right
commentators, stand up comedians. I am not interested in the 3 hours with a fucking right wing fucking comedian on Joe Rogan talking about how masks are stupid. It's like, all right, dude, I get it. I don't give a shit enough. Like fucking all these people fucking protesting.
Listen,
if you protest anything, go fuck yourself. I'm not protesting a goddamn thing. I don't protest anything.
I'm
going to
protest
if you care,
against older people.
If you care this much about anything, I just think you should fuck off, you know? Whatever happened to...
It's not cool, Dave.
Whatever happened to caring about shit being uncool, you know? Nobody used to care about politics.
Yeah,
that's
what I was trying to
tell
you.
It was lame, man. It used to be lame to care this much about things. Now everybody's like, oh, you got to be involved. You got to know about shit. Who cares?
That's why shit right now is crazy, because people didn't care for so many years.
People should still not care. Ignore it. It's all dumb. It's all lies.
Back to the hippie days, man.
Yeah, that's right, man. Speaking
you know,
of that,
peace, love, man.
Yeah, speaking of
and
that,
and LSD.
I got some Blur and Me that I'm
Listen.
Gonna go enjoy, and it's not porno; it's weed. All right.
Oh, really? It could be porn. Listen.
What do you think, Blur and Me or Mandarin cookies? Some... Maybe Mandarin cookies.
What?
Those are good, eh?
Where'd you go to a Chinese restaurant?
No, it's also weed. Can we wrap up the show, AJ? I'm done. Like
the
video.
I was gonna say something.
Subscribe to the channel.
Oh, man, I was going to say something.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
AJ,
on your
go,
MMA
go
news
family.
Feed, I saw something very interesting. I saw that Elizu Dos Santos is going to face Munir Laziz at the UFC fight night on April 16th.
What?
And I'm really happy to see that. Because I used
Who?
To train with Munir back years ago. I grappled with him
Who?
And everything. And
Why?
Super
Who
nice
cares?
Guy, man. I
is
care,
that what
man.
You're delaying the, my sleeping on, man? Come on, man.
Yeah, man, it's Munir, man. Give peace a chance. All we are saying.
Hey, he said some pretty racist thing also. Why don't you cancel Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan's never getting canceled, dude. Terry Bollea's canceled, but Hulk Hogan will never be canceled. Hulkamania lives forever.
Is that Hogan or Santa Claus?
It's Hulk Hogan, brother.
All right. Looks like Santa Claus.
You can't cancel Hulk Hogan. Hogan said racist things. But, you know, it was Terry Bollea. Terry Bollea was saying racist things, not Hulk Hogan. Why are you booing me?
Because you're dissing Joe,
Super
man.
Chat. Super chat.
Joe.
I'm not dissing Joe. I'm just saying that he's not a guy to be taken seriously because he's just Joe Rogan.
We love Joe.
What?
All right, man. Close
out,
man.
All right.
Rogan, number one.
People are dropping super chat.
Number two.
All right. No, I think we're number one now because I've never been caught on tape saying fucking racist things like Joe Rogan. So I think we've taken the number one spot.
You just called me an old bastard before.
That's not racist. That's just true. All right, guys. Thank you, Angelo.
Well, that's anti-old people.
Thank you. I'm gonna protest.
No,
I'm gonna protest.
Well,
I'm not
old people, man.
I just like to remind AJ of his age because he claims to be my age, which is crazy. All right.
Well, actually, younger.
Yeah, you claim to be younger than me, which doesn't make a lot of sense. Doug Hepburn says, thanks again, guys. I'm going Blue Dream tonight, Dave. Oh, yeah, Blue Dream. That sounds good, Doug. Enjoy yourself. Angelo Contagona says, great show, guys. Very entertaining. Thank you, guys. Doug, you are the Super Chat leader of the night. Shout out to everybody tuning in. Shout out to Lucy. Thank you, Lucy, for agreeing with me and proving me right once again.
No. You guys... You planned this.
Me and Lucy have to team up to deal with you, AJ. Thank you, Angelo Contagones. thank you, Miss Brooklyn Lizard. Everybody tuning in tonight. Everybody that sent us some words. We appreciate
super chat,
you.
Super chat.
Whoa. Angelo dropping the super chat.
Shut up, Angelo.
Angelo dropping the final super chat of the night. He says, shut up, AJ. And I like that. I give that my seal of approval. And Angelo now the super chat leader of the night with that. And that's a great way to win the battle tonight, Angelo. Thank you. Shut up, AJ. We'll see you again Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time for the UFC 271 watch-along. And I'll be back here tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, right after SmackDown with Johnny North for Wrestling Uncensored here on the Ringside Report Network.